Welcome to 25 Minutes to Surrender, your favorite League of Legends fan podcast. Today's date is May 23rd, and this is episode 26, and today we're going to start things off a little different. Take it away, Jamal.
Well, you know, we just want to give a special thanks to Root for helping to get this interview started with Dyrus and so forth. Dyrus, any words for Root?
Yeah, great guy, one of the nicest people I've ever met.
All right, and welcome to another episode of 25 MTS. This is your host, Jay Mazing. I'm here with the usual cast and characters here. We have Greg, not as bad as you.
Hey, what's up?
Finn, bye week.
Hello.
And Joe, Grizzle Wizard, Land Weber.
What's up, guys?
And our special guest for today, currently ranked 2,119. That's 71st place overall on the solo queue ladder, Dyrus. Dyrus, how are you doing there?
Wait, what? That's how low I am? I thought I was higher than that.
Yeah. You are currently ranked 71st overall. So not top 50. It's okay, though. You can get there.
Yeah, I trolled a lot. I lost 200 ELO on purpose to bring down Ginger Brown to 1900s, and that's why he's over there.
What did Ginger Brown do to you for you to troll him 200 points?
We just troll each other. We just hate each other. And then somehow we became friends again. And then we realized we had to troll other people because they didn't deserve being up there. Because the system is kind of
it sounds like
up
that's
and down.
How,
it's too much luck.
It sounds like that's how all the high ELO players are. It's just everyone trolls everyone else.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I trolled Loco Doco yesterday. He was like, "Nay, or Many Reason." Do you guys know who Many Reason is?
Oh, yeah.
Many Reason, number one.
He's like, "Fuck, suck, Snape. Dyrus, why you trolling me? Real fucking terrorist, man." And then he tells me to laugh like a Brazilian, like, "Huey, huey, huey." It's too slow. It's like, "Huey, huey, huey." And, oh my god. Okay. Well, yeah, that's my slice of pie.
Fair. All right, we're going to jump right into the free heroes of the week. We have Alistar, Heimerdinger, Janna, Rammus, Sivir, Bigger, Warwick, Xin Zhao, Misfortune, and Jarvan. So we're going to start off with Alistar. We're going to have Bigger talk about Alistar. Question same as usual. What is your usual build on him? Do you think he's better for solo queues or 5v5s? Last but not least, do you think he is currently relevant in most games that you see?
Alright, so build on Alistar is different every single game. I like Trinity Force. I mean, it's really anything you want. Pretty sure he's the best 60 stack character in the game because he wants attack damage, health, and ability power.
What about 60 stacks Cat? No? Okay.
No. But I really like Jax, or Alistar. Jax 60 stacks? That's pretty good. And AP Alistar is really good. Recently I built him AP. His passive is insane.
How does it scale? It scales poorly, but it's an AoE.
0.3, 0.1, but then it's 3 seconds, so it's 0.3, okay. And it's AoE over time, and people are confused whether or not to focus the person that's dealing 1,000 damage every 5 seconds to them.
Okay, do you think he's better in solo queues or 5v5?
5s teams, because then you can play a hard carry.
You can definitely set up those really early ganks, too.
I mean, he's really good in solo queue, and he runs around and kills everyone. But he's harder to carry with in solo queue. And in fives, you can just keep your team alive.
Okay. We're going to have a Grizzle Wizard. He's been playing a lot of Rammus lately. So, same questions. How do you build him? Do you think he's better in solos and fives? And what do you think is the most relevant part of Rammus?
I've been jungling him, so I would say probably fives. My experience with playing him solo is just, unless you can carry everybody, then he's not worth it. So when I go to gank and you taunt someone, you need them to reliably be able to kill the person you taunted. Otherwise, you're just doing nothing. And he's just a really good tank, so that's how I build him.
Okay, so just straight tank.
Do you like start cloth armor, 5-pot, and then go sunfire, and then just at that point.
Do you still build Omen even after the nerfs recently to it?
No. Okay. I've never been a huge fan of that item.
Yeah, I like that item when it gave, like, sweet amount of cooldowns, but now I don't really like it. Dyrus, how do you feel
about the random omen changes?
Yeah, do you like that item?
The Randuin's Omen? I liked it better when Heart of Gold was armor, because you could build armor and build it to Heart of Gold, and I guess now for Jarvan, before you could stack that, or you still can, actually. You know, stacking gold items in Heart of Gold was pretty OP. Like, Dan Din used to do this new Amumu build where he'd get 3 Heart of Golds and then Banshees and Merc Treads, and he'd be tanky as shit, and it's really effective. I don't know what he does now. Randuin's Omen, It feels like I'm just too lazy to build it. Like, I just get Heart of Gold and then finish building it later. That's my... A lot of people's problems were gold items. You don't know if you should keep them or not or build it in. But I think it's still a good item overall. I don't know too much about the price. I wouldn't really build it too much. On certain heroes, like, I play Cinch a lot. I started playing Jarvan recently. I think you should get Randuin's Omen on him. And it just feels like it works very well for tanks and anti-DPS for AD carries. But yeah, that's what I think about it.
Okay, cool. And now we're going to leave that actually leading to you speaking about Xin Zhao. So come on, we'll go step by step. So how do you generally build Xin Zhao?
Xin Zhao, I remember I used to play with Bob a lot, or I'd watch his stream every once in a while. He plays Xin Zhao a lot. For building, usually when I first started playing him, I went 3 Doran's Blades and either Berserker Greaves or Merc Treads. And the thing about Doran Blades is they used to be cheaper, and you can just stack them and build them into other items by selling them. You can, depending on who you're facing, I see that sort of the Divine is really good. Yomu's Ghost Blade is a really key item. How you build your character, also, there's no general item build. It also depends on who you're against. Like, if you're against a team with a lot of magic resist, you're going to probably build Banshees. And if you're against a team that's just total rape and you just want to be more effective in a fight, you just get Guardian Angel. For Xin Zhao, you can either go, like, carry, which is... I see a lot of Xin Zhao's go Black Cleaver and Sword of the Divine, or you can go tanky with either... any HP item with Atmas. And Xin Zhao, he's always been a really good character. It doesn't matter if a solo queue or ranked. If he gets an ult on all 5 of your teammates, he's, for that time, he's fucking tanky as hell. Especially if they're all full HP, like it's a HP percentage. Mm-hmm. Xin Zhao can stop heroes like Singed in his tracks with Frozen Mallet and just totally do massive damage. Not massive damage, but just really good sustained damage. Like, just keep on hitting you over and over. He's also a pentakill kind of hero. He's the most effective I've seen, even though I never really got a pentakill from him. But he's fun to play. Every time you cast, when you press a W, you hit really fast. You can keep on going and going and going. And I think pentakills are more common that way for Xin Zhao. He's always been a fun hero. I don't know why haven't really played him as much. He's actually one of the heroes I don't really know too much about, but I know enough about him and know how bad he can rape people. And he can jungle, he can solo lane, he can dual lane, he can do everything. When he came out, when Jax was already out, because Jax used to be my main, like I just played Jax like over and over. I have like over like 2,000 games on him. People would tell me, it's like, why don't you just play Xin Zhao? He's just like Jax in his own way, and he's really rape. And I'm like, dude, you ever read Jax's story? Like, holy shit, Jax's story is like boss, like champion of the league, and uses a fucking lamppost, over killing everybody. Like, when he was nerfed at the hardest, I got a pentakill with him with Rage Blade and Bloodthirster. So, was there anything else was I supposed to cover for
No, him? that's definitely good in regards to that. So, we had tons and tons of fan questions when we let people know that we were having Divers on. The first one was, what made you decide to start playing Singed? Because recently, Singed has become more of a used character. A lot more people are playing him. And you were playing him before he was popular. So what made you first decide to start playing Singed? Ending it off with, what were your thoughts on Singed's ultimate? Because we heard that there was like a rage post when they changed Singed's ultimate on your blog.
I just made a thread. I actually will start a blog in the future, though. I actually never even played him before I made that rage post. So I really didn't know, although it does hurt my playing style because I like to push towers, I like to hit people, but I saw the AP was still there. I thought they took out the AP, I'm like, what the hell? But they kept the AP, so I was kind of okay, because late game, Singed kind of falls off with hitting people, and that I used to build, like, Sheen and crap, and so anyways, it's a long story, but I'll try to make it short.
No,
I started off with Jax, and when I played in closed beta, you know, everyone was retarded pretty much. No one knew what to do. I was just like a Chinese rice farmer. I just farm all day, and that's how you'd win solo queue. You could use Empower on Jax and get 5 Doran's Blades, or at level 1 use Empower. Empower used to crit. It was like a fucking... like, it used to crit, and at level 1, you could hit someone with crit for like 500 damage and make them pretty much dead. And there's also regeneration runes where people never die in lane even if they got harassed because the regeneration runes were just overpowered. And then there's flat AP. Okay, but that's just beta in general. So anyways, along those lines in beta, I met a player named Genos, and he still plays today. I saw him go like three, like he was solo lane, I think, when there was actually a jungler. You usually don't see a lot of junglers in lower elo or whatever. But anyways, he was soloing bottom. I was talking to him, and I was playing with him, and he's like, he said something like, oh, it's hard for them to push the tower because of poison. This was when poison trail, the max damage wasn't 70 level 5. It was like 50-something. It's still fucking strong. I don't know if they changed the AP ratio. I kind of forgot. And back then, the mana ratio was 3 to 1, I think, or something. 3 to 10 instead of like 2.5 to 10. I saw him build Rod of Ages, and he built like two, three. He was building Rod of Ages over and over, and he soloed their. He got like a pentakill. He soloed their entire team with Singed because he was super farm. And he's people were like, "Oh my god, this hero is freaking stupid!" Like back then, for heroes that looked pro, first one was like Ryze and TF. Like I thought that was like the what all the pros use because that's what they it looked like back then. TF. Could teleport with just E, which was like every 60 seconds at level 1 or something. But anyways, I started playing him, right? And I learned that the strength of spirit, the mastery, I'm pretty sure you guys know what that is.
Yeah.
I started with mana crystal, two pots, and just go in a lane and farm everything. Now, because I saw that, I'm like, wow, this hero's a boss. Like, when I type slash laugh, I was like, wow, this is like the best laugh in the game. He's like, I can't even imitate it, so I'm not even gonna try because it would sound really bad.
Uh-huh.
But the reason why I play heroes is because I read their story, I like them. I loved his laugh, just like I love MF's laugh. Is like super obnoxious, but it's hella satisfying to do it after you kill someone or you just spam it in lane. And there's been some scrim matches, tourney matches where I get whispered and like, dude, stop laughing in lane, you're fucking irritating. I'm like, nope. mind logical warfare. And it actually worked because they jumped on me, and with Singed, if you're near your tower, you can toss them in and slow them, and they're like, fuck, and you usually get a lot of kills by that. But yeah, I started playing Singed because he's fun. And and the max effectiveness of farming, I'd go AP per level runes on Singed when I first played him, so it was like 80 AP. You could just literally walk through everything, the jungle, the lanes, steal your partner's farm and not even care, walk into their base and get all three of the waves together and fucking steal it, and you'd get ghost and your ult and just like run away. And the reason why I get teleported is so I can stay in lane longer, or I can just teleport on the other side of the map to farm more. So I pick Singed because he's the most effective farmer. Just queue everything and run away, steal their jungle. And a lot of people never knew what I did. It's like, how the fuck is this guy so good at Singed? I just counter jungle. I think that it pretty much explains why I play Singed.
Okay, now, interesting. You brought up character lore a couple of times, and one of the questions was, what is your favorite character lore? If you had to rank them, say, your top three favorite character lores.
First of all, Jax. Man, that's a pretty unique question. In my guides, I say that I love Jax's story because he's just a badass. I never really had time to think about it. Like, right now, I would just go look through all the stories and I'd tell you what's best. But right now, I can tell you Jax is number one for sure.
Xin Zhao's is pretty good, too.
I actually haven't read his, surprisingly. Like, a lot of the characters I play because of their story, and I've never really gotten around to everyone. I know some of the stories. I can't really tell you my top, second, and third, because I cannot really think about it right now.
Talking about Jax's story, so the fact is, new skin, he has an actual weapon. Do you think that makes him overpowered?
It's styrofoam. I never buy RP. I never really have. The RP I've won from tournaments from beta, I used it to buy the Mighty Jax, Vandal Jax. I don't have Angler Jax. Someone told me it sucks. I have PAX Jax because someone gave it to me. I never really went to PAX. Actually, I live in Hawaii, for those who don't know. So I was doing a 6-day job, work 12 days a week, and I was still really good at this game. I'm actually only 19 years old. Really? People that don't know. Yeah, because my voice has been like this since 13.
Yeah, I was about to say, you sound like you're about like 25, 26 at least.
Yeah. 35. Some people are... Some people mistaking me for like a big black guy or Samoan or something. Like, I don't know. I'm actually pretty chill, or that's what people tell me. I don't like to make statements about myself because it makes me feel hypocritical and ignorant. And I try to do what I can for the greater good.
Yeah, well, I'm actually a medium-sized black guy, so it's okay. Don't worry.
He's on the lower end of medium.
I am 5'7". 5'7" in stock. We're not stocky.
110
I'm like 170 pounds, bro.
110.
You'd be tall in Hawaii.
5'7" is tall in Hawaii?
For average tall.
I need to move there.
Here everyone's short. I'm not even going to hold back on it. Everyone's short. Not everyone. There's some tall people, but most people. For me, I'm like 6'4", so I wouldn't call everyone short. I'm just taller than them.
Okay, so I recently saw you playing a game with Vayne, and one of the questions were, do you think Vayne is in a good place in high ELO? Because she's one of the few ranged champions that can deal true damage. So what are your opinions on Vayne?
She should be banned every game and more. Oh my god, there's nothing you can do against the... You can go Catalyst, 3 Doran Shields, and Berserker Greaves on Vayne, and you will still do the damage of range attack damagers because of that true damage and that the Q. You can proc Sheen. I don't really build Triforce on it. I've seen West Rice do it. Okay, alright, this is the reason why. First of all, she can tumble out of Jarvan's ult, and Jarvan's OP, so that makes him sad. It's good for harassing. Her W, you just get at level 1. That 5% true damage for 3 hits is just ridiculous. Like, you combo that. You can combo that with your E, your Q. You can pin people up against the wall. You can go into stealth with your ult, and it'd be bonus damage. And after 3 Doran's play, or Infinity Edge in general, and ult, just 20 minutes into the game or so, you can crit for, like, 800 damage without full attack offensive masteries or any attack crit damage runes. 800 damage, like, you totally just wreck people with Vayne. Like, she's squishy, and if you go against a team that can two-shot her, then yeah, sure, but she's definitely a threat. I like, when you lose with Vayne, it's like, they usually either built her wrong. Like, all you need is Infinity Edge, and it's just super OP. If you guys ever try it, you'll see what I mean when you play her. She's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've got a chance to play her a couple of times, and I haven't played her that often. Finn, I know you played a little bit of Vayne. What's your...
Yeah, I thought she was terrible. Like,
really?
Her attack speed is so slow. She was like, I mean, I don't know. She was like Caitlyn was, in my opinion, where she dominates lane pretty hard. And it's impossible to gank her, basically, like Caitlyn. And then, I don't know, it seemed like she dropped off really hard late game. That was probably because I fed pretty bad. But every single game I play with her, I feed. I'm not even sure why.
Your opinions on someone, it also depends on your, like, I tell this to everyone, and it's already known, it's common sense. It depends on your opponents, it depends on how well you play, it depends how fed you are, if you're solo, dual lane, or if you're, you can actually jungle with her. Someone told me that in high elo. Just depends on what the right runes. It'd be better shown through, like, a demonstration.
Yeah, and I did build Yomu's and Brutalizer on her once, and went armor pin runes, and just one-shot someone. It was the third auto-attack for silver bullets, and I proc tumble and crit them, and they lost half their health from one auto-attack. So that was pretty spicy, because yeah, they were levels over me, and I just one-shot them.
Yeah, that's why she's kind of OP. You shouldn't be able to do that, especially when you're behind. Also, okay, the thing about Yomu's on AD carries, it doesn't proc.
I was trolling. I just wanted to see if 90 armor pin was good enough, and I one-shot Mordekaiser, and he was
sad. Yeah, the Yomus don't work on range carries. I just found that the other day. I was like, why does no one build Yomus on range carries? And I'm like, and someone told me, he's like, why the fuck are you building Yomus? I'm like, oh, because it's a good item. And it's like, no, it doesn't proc the time for the thing. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. So it's only good on melee. That's why people stop getting Brutalizer on Ashe, because it goes into Yomus and it doesn't work. I never knew that, because I never really play AD carries, although I do really good with them. And I think that's it for that.
Okay. There's been a lot of talk. Well, another. So the next question was, a lot of high elo players, you feel like they are kind of taking a break because the season is almost over, because we've been seeing, like, I know CLG recently has been losing a lot of games, would you say? How many? Like,
All of them?
Yeah. CLG's been losing a decent bit of games, and they, at one point in time, just seemed unbeatable. You see a lot of players trolling more often in, like, some of these NESL games and so on. So do you feel kind of like a lot of the high-level players are not necessarily taking a break, but, like, mentally taking a break from the game?
I need, let me pull up the ladder ranking. Let me go down the list. The solo queue and, well, pre-made's fine. Well, no, all the matchmaking. Okay, when you get to a certain level in solo queue, like back then, when you're like 2000, 2000 was the highest, there'd be no point to queue because you only gain like 3-5 rating a game if you get stuck with really low people, or it would put you with retarded 1200 people against a full team of 1600, and there's only so much you can carry. Starting at the top with Hotshot GG and Rain Man, Big Fat LP, and his Smurf Richard Tracy. High Elo, it does, it means something because it tells people that you can carry people, you can carry yourself out of Elo hell and all that. And some people are unlucky, but I don't know because I can't be everywhere at once on the ladder. But well, before when I was like rank 2. When you queue, you have a really high chance of losing because it sticks, the matchmaking, it sticks you with the most random people. And there's always going to be trolls in high elo because even if you bring them down, they found some way to get up there. And there's people, like, there's a guy named True who goes, like, Twitch and roams on Twitch and goes flat 80 damage, which is really strong in the start. Mm. And then your team starts losing, you wonder why, and you find that he built, like, 3 Tiamats and a Frozen Mallet. So I'm like, what the hell? And then there's certain top elo players. Like, okay, there's a thing called Korean time in solo queue. Okay. This is the time where when you queue, you will probably not win 90% of the time because it all comes down to who has the worst Korean on their team. Even Many Reason, who's Korean, he's like, fucking Korean time, you know? And it's like, oh my, there's so much things in high elo.
I think that the Korean time thing, like, it's a well-known fact, my ELO is pretty horrible. It was sub 1,000. I think I just got back to 1,000 not too long ago. So, above 1,000 again. But, literally, since solo queue has started, I've been, like, I went from 1,200.
Tank.
Yeah, 1,200 just down. And one thing was that I was playing at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. So I actually have a world clock on my iPhone. And when it is between the hours of 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. in Korea, I do not play. I just don't. I also have a Rio de Janeiro on there, which is in Brazil. When it is between the hours of 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock in Brazil, I do not play. I'm just not good enough to carry that many people.
Sometimes you get lucky. It's all about the luck. Whoever gets the worst Korean will win. Even Hotshot knows all about it because he, during Korean time, he lost 10 games in a row, and after, he won 10 games in a row. Yeah, that says a lot about that.
Whoever has Tae-Rang.
Tae-Rang. Yes, Tae-Rang. Oh my god. these are the curse. I have a list of people I do not want to be on the same team as. Like, oh my god. Okay. All right, let's go down.
Yeah,
because
that was actually one of the questions was, you know, because the 2000 bracket is such a small community and a lot of the players know each other, who are among some of your favorite players to play with and who are you excited to see on team, but who are you also upset or scared to have on your team?
Would you like me to go down the list of top 100?
Absolutely. well, not top 100, but just to name a few.
Hotshot GG. He loses his lane a lot, depending on who it is. He's a really good solo pub star. I don't want him to be on my team because every time we're on the same team, like even when we were same rating or I was higher or he was higher, we would always argue. We'd end up on the opposite side of the map and somehow still win because we'd be farming all day. He has a similar play style to mine when it comes to farming. Ever since the day I met him, we used to play a lot of closed beta games together. I think he's a good player. I would take him over any round of the pub. It's just we used to argue a lot, and we'd a lot of times I'd be right, he'd be right, and yeah. don't know, I troll him every time he's on my team. Well, not always, actually. We're actually okay now, on okay terms now. Rain Man, I troll him pretty hard. I don't know why. He's like, every time I see him, he's like, fuck you, Dyrus. And that's all he says. That's our conversation. I love you. Fuck you, Dyrus. How's the weather today, Rain Man? Fuck you, Dyrus. There. Fuck you, Dyrus. Like, every time. I like to see Gigi on my team because he's a solid player. If he's able to get two Smurfs in the top five, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I could be up there, too, if I stop trolling. I'm pretty confident about that. Double Lift, he's kind of a newcomer to the game. He came in when Galio came in. I don't know what newcomer means to most people, but to me, I've been there from the start. He's a good Blitz player. He makes me rage a lot. I like to see him on my team when he's not playing Shaco.
I've seen him be on a team with Hotshot, and he played Shaco. And Hotshot basically told him that... It was something on the lines of he never wanted to play with him again, and then
he's like, you're on
he would rather him play any other champion except Shaco, and then he locked in Shaco.
Anyone with Shaco? I.
Hotshot told me that's the hardest he's ever raged on this game, and I believe it.
It was so awesome. That was the best day I've ever seen on stream. Like, it was 10 minutes, and then after the game... Like, while queuing, he was just raging at Double Lift Invincible. It was like, no, but...
It was okay. He was like, tell me what I did wrong. Tell me what I did wrong.
I never want to see him play Shaco or Morgana, ever. Oh. I'd rather take one of my friends who's 1500 that plays Morgana than him, because he's actually a really good Morgana. Anyways, there's Chu 8, who's a top Han player, I guess. I don't know him.
Oh, yeah, Big Chu, right?
Yeah, he calls his Maokai Moe Kai. I don't know if you guys know what that means, but that means cute in Japanese in its own way. It's like Moe Kai, and he rapes middle all the time, almost. I like him when he's on my team because he always does good. Westrice is a pup star. I'd love it when he's on my team because he rapes everybody on the other team that's really bad, and even the good players. I don't know, 1800. I hate... Pole Belter, I will troll him every way possible. He abuses fucking Vladimir's stupid health regen thing. So does Stanley. I'm in good terms with Mac Noon. He's one of my favorite teammates. We used to dual queue together a lot. He's a really nice guy, and he plays. He inspired me to play Pantheon, revive Pantheon.
What is your thoughts on Casey Nelson?
To be honest. I've never played with the guy, but okay. I've heard so many stories where there's a guy named Spooky Duff that in closed beta, he was the worst player in the world. Like, they told me that Casey Nelson was like Spooky Duff's ancestor, apparently, and I was like, okay, you know, that's good enough for me. I know everything. He plays, I look at his match history, and he wins with one in 12 Ash, and I'm like, wow, he never ceases to amaze me with his match history, getting kicked so hard. It put anyone else in his place, and you would be so much better than him. Okay, so...
what about Saint?
Saint Vicious?
Mm-hmm.
He's good. He trolls a lot. Every time he's on my team, though... I don't know, either whether it be normal game or solo game, he's a really good jungler. I'll be soloing, he'll come to my lane and gank the guy, and I'll be winning the lane, I'll be like, no, dude, I got this. He'll go and tower dive him and feed him double buff. This happened like 5 times, like, oh my fucking god, Saint. I'd rather have Samsrilicious jungle than you. Holy crap. So bad, like real terrorist, like fucking suck. Terrible. Other than that, when he's against me, he plays strong. He always tries hard against me. I don't know why. He always wins. I don't know why. He's a good player. I like him. He's a good person. Chow X, if you guys watched my stream the other day, I went 0-11 Singe against his Corki, and I won. There's actually a replay somewhere. I don't know where to post that for you guys, but if you look on cogaming.net, there's a game called Casey Nelson. No, McLaurin plays Singe versus Chow X. And if you guys know McLaurin, is he sounds like this. I build 6 mana crystals on Nivion. Oh, this build takes patience, guys. Don't worry, I got this. Wow, fuck suck team. Anyways, if you've never seen that replay, I definitely suggest you do. Chowix is a good, solid player. Boy, I talked shit about him before. I felt kind of bad. Narrett told him. he's a good player because I've always beat him in lane, like no matter what. So that's the opinion I have on him. But he beats everyone on my team, so I'm assuming he's really good. And I don't know why he can't beat me, or I don't know. I haven't played with him a lot. Tao Pei is Chinese. TF Skara makes me rage. I beat him all the time. Stanley's gay. Bryden 7 is the biggest
friends
ever see. Like there's a game with Elements. He random Veigar and Elements picked Malzahar. So me and Sauce, he picked AD Sona and I went Kassadin. So we had like 5 AP on our team and we went bottom as Veigar and Kassadin and we beat V-Man as Jarvan and this guy is Rumble as Veigar and Kassadin. And you guys know that Kassadin and Veigar is the weakest early game casters in the world. So it was definitely a funny game to watch. Bryden's a funny troll. He makes the funniest lines ever. Hafriken was a troll. He started playing better, so now he's up there. Pure Golden Boy is the first pure support player to ever
I've only get ever top seen him 25. Play Soraka every game.
Does he play... when you say that?
I've only ever seen him play Soraka. Every single game I've seen him play on stream, he's like Soraka or Janna, and that's it.
Ever since closed beta, Soraka was like his love, like, oh my god. He does not play anyone else besides Soraka. when he does play any other hero, it's like, hey, Dyrus, I play other heroes too, and I'm like, what? And he's like, Taric? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a support hero too. And then I was like, oh, I can jungle too. Who's that? Nunu? He's a support hero too. Like, oh, I can solo too. Well, who do you solo with? Kale? Well, what a big surprise. But, you know, he's like the best rock in the game, I swear to God. He won me so many games. I like him when he's on my team. There's a guy named Mokuza. He's a Rambo Olaf. He does good. There's a guy named White. He's a good Chinese player. I trolled him once. I felt bad. Chillfish.
Okay, in regards to trolling, so you said you trolled him and you felt bad. What is it that made you feel bad about trolling him?
Because some of these guys, these foreigners to the USA or this North America server, I became really good friends with them through playing. We built some kind of relationship through playing, even if we don't understand what each other says. I'll like do bad and I'll start trolling on impulse, on my own habit. I feel bad for the people that do really good in my game and then deserve to win, but then they lose because of me, which is very rare. It's like 5% of the chance for me to lose the game for my team. I mean, every solo queue game, if you've watched my streams, it's like there's nothing you can do almost. Like, I try to look for every solution to win, or what can I do? That's why I have an Elo Hell advice thread, whether it be talking to your teammates, yelling at them to pick their best hero and all that. But trolling, I feel bad because I feel guilty for things because I love to troll people. Like, 90% of my fun in this game is trolling. Like, no joke. I'm actually really humble in real life and in Ventrilo, so it's kind of a split personality, I guess. I'm not sure how to explain it.
Okay. Now, a little bit earlier you mentioned Malzahar. You said that Elements was playing Malzahar and that you guys had the double AP bottom lane. This actually brings up an interesting question. One person wanted to know, what characters do you feel is just too good and which aren't good enough? And the reason Malzahar makes me think of that, because right now I think Malzahar is in a spot where he's just too good. Like, at first he was kind of underpowered, and then they fixed him, and then they buffed him, and now it's to the point where he drops Void Zone, and if you stand on it, you just die. So, in your opinion, what are some of the characters in the game that are a bit overpowered or too good, and which could need a little bit of buffs to get better?
Okay, so starting with Malzahar, he's definitely a good hero. You combine that with Warwick or Ash Arrow, you're pretty much dead. There's nothing you can do about it unless you have Quicksilver Sash, but you're not going to have that level 6. To force people to buy that item, I think that hero is really good. Malzahar is not only like really, really, really good because if he goes top lane, he'll probably lose top lane because he has too much spacing for jungler ganks. I know there's a European player that's really good at Malzahar, but I think Malzahar is more of a pub stomping hero. PsyX17 told me that stop playing Malzahar because he sucks, and he told me that, it's like, why? He's like, oh, because you can't carry your team in solo queue, and I guess that was kind of true. If you do kill someone and coordinate ganks with him, he's good. I think he's a really good hero. I don't think he's like super, super overpowered where he gets banned, because he never gets banned in high elo. But Malzahar is just, I don't know. I just play him because I like his skin. His ult is probably the strongest early. He's the last person you want to see in the bush, actually. You walk into the bush, you see Void on the ground, you're probably going to be like, oh, fuck my life. I actually rage quitted one time because of that, because it's just, oh my god, so stupid. That's what you could do with Ryzen, close beta. You know how Spellflux works? That was his ult, except it did like 300 damage each bounce, and it was like 6 bounces. So yeah, that was pretty strong. So was Fiddle's ult back then, but that's something else. You want me to go down every hero?
No, just the ones that are like, the question's asking, too good and not good enough. If there's some heroes that you could highlight.
Shit. Nasus is not good enough because he's not tanky enough. He is a really solid hero in all of his spells and his items, and he has a retarded late game because if you farm like a boss, you hit people for like 2,000 damage, and it just takes too long. Nasus is not good enough. Alistar, no. I can tell you what heroes get banned in high elo all the time.
Yeah, go for it.
Alistar, Evelynn, TF, Vayne, and sometimes Jax, and sometimes Jarvan.
So wait a minute. Jax sees bans?
There's certain players with Jax. I'm a Jax player too, I just don't play him a lot. The reason why I never played him a lot is so people wouldn't play him, but now people found out my secret of being really good with him, so now my guide I put on him was a really troll guide, so people wouldn't play him, so I'd be the only one playing him. But there's some dedicated Jax players, and those are the ones who got to use him. The reason why he can be banned is because there's some players that can only play him. They'll go flat attack damage and flat AP, and at level 2, if you jump on someone, that's pretty much half their health or more.
Okay, because, like, literally, me and Finn were talking about before the show, last week was free Jax week, and it was pretty much
the worst week of my life. Free Morgana, free Jax.
Yeah, it was a pretty rough week. Like, it got to the point where I did not want to see a Jax. Like, I was solo queuing, and I'm pretty low. And I was like, okay, you know, win this game, I'll be like at 1,050. And it was like, somebody snap locks in Jax, and then he's like, oh, don't worry, I got it covered. The best Jax you've ever seen. His exact statement was, oh, they have a lot of people who auto-attack. We can't lose. We proceeded to lose this game horribly because he went like 0-7-12, and he's like, oh, you guys are not letting me get the kills. You're not letting me to get the kills. I'm the carry. I was playing Malzahar. I went like 12-5-17, but it was my fault because I wasn't letting him get the kills as the carry. Free Jax week is, it's pretty tough.
So the thing about Jax is they think he's easy, like an auto attacker, but he needs to get his rotation up. If you just start a fight, unless you burst someone to death, he needs to, he can't carry a team unless he has Morgana. And even then, it's still hard, because every time I play Jax, the other team picks everything to counter him. Cho'Gath, whether it be, like, some spellcaster, like Malzahar, is like, oh my god, dude, it's ridiculous. You can't, even if I went like 7-0 top lane, it's like, hey, Dyrus, you're the only one on your team that does damage. You lose because we're all going to target you and you're going to die instantly. So Jax is like, he's more complex than you think. People think it's easy. Like, people think that Singe is easy. So I'm like, hey, get the top 25 with Singe and then tell me that, you know? I mean, he is easy. Like, if GG played Singe, he'd probably pick him up pretty easy because GG can play everyone. Or I'm gonna call him Miko because GG means like dick in Chinese.
Yeah,
it's kind of awkward calling him that, so I'm just gonna call him Miko.
Didn't they make him change his name from Big Fat GG to
they finally found out. It's pretty funny. But what you just told me in a story about Jax, I have an elo help post by Deadlock. I put it as a quote. It's a really old post. I just want to tell you guys this. So anyways, originally posted by Deadlock. Okay, well, first it was a response to, I got a pentakill of Jax when he was at his weakest, or I went like 27-0 as Singed with good players in the game and I lost. So I posted it, and I used to troll a lot with the post, and I write, would it make me console or adjudicator because I trolled too much? So anyways, this guy responded to me as this. Actually, before I finish, do that. I was like rank 4 in closed beta, and they top 100 was supposed to be console, so that just explains it. I'm just a senior member. Anyways, he said, "I too suffer from losing streaks. I've been playing for over a month now and develop a technique to turning these around. Just follow these simple steps. Number 1, ride the fail train. Ride that fail train. You're going to lose, so stop fighting it. Pick any characters you want and just go into each game with an awful goal, like getting one kill on the enemy's worst player or managing to start a conversation about lolcats. Even though you will be wrong, you should accomplish this goal, which will keep your morale up. Number 2, crash the fail train. Eventually, the fail train will crash into the fail zone. The fail zone is full of people similar situations to yours. You need to adapt to the fail zone. It has different rules from the normal world. Remember, your team will never help you. Like getting abilities like Rally is useless because your team will never work together. And back then, Rally was super overpowered, just for that note. In the fail zone, it is every man for himself. So grab Ghost and run away whenever there is trouble. You don't need to run faster than enemies. You just need to run faster than your other teammates so they kill them instead. If in doubt, hide behind your nexus in the fountain. Nobody will be able to kill you there. And Tower will protect you. When the nexus is destroyed, you've to survive through the game. Good job. Number 3, this is the last step. Welcome to Newbie Island. Eventually, you will be renegaded all the way down to Newbie Island. You've broken the mystical Newbie barrier with your epic fail. But now is the time to turn the tables with a surprise sneak attack. First, pick a tanky support hero. I prefer Taric here now. Now stack your hero with lots of aura-based items, as many as you can find. Now start talking to your team. Many of them will not be able to speak or speak English, but even the primitive newbie can be taught to spot map pings and follow the rest of the pack. Rally your team of newbies around you and take them into the battle against the enemy newbies. There will be some horrible failed deaths, much face palming, and many uses of the revive spell, but eventually your newbies will outwin due to your many auras. At this point, you should drive into the enemy nexus and beat on it. Don't forget to keep your team morale up by shouting in chat. I hope this helps. So after I read that, I was like, oh my god, I have to say this quote.
Jamal, I'm pretty sure you need to read that every time before you start a game.
I can't. The one time Jamal refuses to play Taric.
No, it's not.
Like, I'm like, hey, Jamal, you want to play? He's like, sure. Like, play Taric. Okay.
Okay, no.
Never plays Taric. The one time he plays Taric, he goes, Mana Mew, Rage Blade.
That was enough. We lost that game.
Oh, Ionian Boots. Luck.
It was just funny because Greg starts out, Jamal, you're playing Taric.
The thing is, okay.
And then Jamal looks at us, he's like, really? And then Greg, myself, and Finn all look at him and say, together, you're playing Taric.
Here's my story.
Rage Blade of my life.
Okay.
He got at least 3 stacks on it. He healed someone, shattered, and stunned, and ran for his life with his 3 stacks.
Some people tell me I sound like Taric.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not, because Taric sounds quite effeminate sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. I just have the low voice. It's like, you are nothing more than glass. Just be smashed. Or many reasons tells me I sound like Nasus or Alan Rickman, which is also known as Professor Snape from Harry Potter, except with the less British accent.
Okay. After you did the Taric quote, I could kind of hear it just a bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit, to be honest. Oh, man. So let's go into a quick serious subject. So in regards to DreamHack and the DreamHack tournament, that's coming up pretty soon. Do you currently have a team for DreamHack? And how do you think that the DreamHack tournament will affect the competitive scene with the amount of money being offered?
First of all, my team is Epic Gamer. I've been offered to join Team Solo Mid at first, which is who is raping like crazy, but I had a 6-day job. I couldn't commit to it. Just recently I got out of it, and I'm taking a vacation. On the Epic Gamer, it's Dan Din, me, Double Lift, West Rice, and Sauls. And lots of people are like, but West Rice is on Team Solo Mid, and Double Lift is from CLG. Well, I don't know. They're part of our team now. I use the direst magic to convince them, and fuck everyone else. I don't care. They're on our team now. So before we had players that weren't so up there, So now we finally got them. So now it feels like we do have a chance. I think Dream Pack will make a big difference, I guess, because it's right after Season 1 is going to end soon after Dream Pack, is what I was told. And lots of people ask me, like, hey, Dyrus, when is Season 2 coming? And I tell them, do I look like I work for Riot? I mean, if I did, I'd love to tell you, or I'd love to work for Riot, but I think Dream Pack will promote it. I've never been too serious about the competitive scene for gaming. Like, I've been just trolling 24/7. Like, I could be as like famous as Hotshot if I really took my time into this game, bought a better computer, and not have a shitty stream with fucking window mode and like the ghetto Windows 7 looking thing on stream.
Okay, so another question I was asked was, what exactly is Dyrus and how did you come up with your name? Or actually, the exact question was, what is a Dyrus and how did you come up with your name?
What is a Dyrus?
You found a wild Dyrus. Catch it with a master ball. Okay. Okay, so when I first... starting from my first nickname. My first nickname was Depths of Pain, which was when I was like 5 years old. I played Warcraft 2, and I had this Hell's Angel clown Warcraft 2, and I was like, ha, Depths of Pain. And then it moved on to where my friends were like, hey, let's play MapleStory. And then there were some girls I like, so I was like, maybe I should make some kind of sarcastic name. So then it started as Sir Dyes-a-Lot. And then I went with Sir Dyes-a-Lot, and I'm still called that sometimes, and or either my real name, like Marcus, or people for sure Mark, or I don't know, some people call me different nicknames. Then it turned into, I made an AIM account, it's ALO Instant Messenger, and I put Sir Dyes-a-Lot, it was token, I realized a lot of people use it, so it suggested T Sir Dyes, so I was like, okay, T Sir Dyes, so I was like, T Sir Dyes-a-Lot, and then I moved to Guns, which was, there's a lot of people that know me from Guns as T Sir Dyes-a-Lot, as the only male player that just raped face, but I was a lagger because I lived in Hawaii, so I abused that and trolled everyone. And then I moved on to Ragnarok Online. There was a mummy boss called Osirius, and I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. I play Counter-Strike, there's people named like Cyrus or Cyrus with an S or C. And then I started using that, and then I was like, Sir Dyes-a-Lot, Dyrus, so I'd use Dyrus, and that's how I came up with it.
Okay.
Sort of like it sort of evolved out of your progression as a gamer.
Yeah, that's
kind of
sweet.
Cool. That's a really interesting story. Okay.
There's a lot of things that I have, a lot of stories that I have, so when I make a blog, I can post it all there, because I think some of it is, or a lot of it is pretty interesting. I have a lot of pictures and videos of back then, and I have pretty good achievements.
Okay. Now, recently with the Tenacity items being introduced into the game, most people still are using Mercury Treads. Which Tenacity items besides the Mercury Treads do you think are good or worth using?
Neither of them, because you might as well buy something else, to be honest. I guess Cloak and Dagger could work on Tryndamere or any crit heroes. The health regeneration item, you could build a Philostone, and it costs 400 to upgrade it into an item that gives you tenacity, but almost the same regen. It's like, it costs 400 more. You might as well buy, like, a freaking Guardian's Angel, or, like, you don't want to buy that item. You just want to buy the gold item for the regen, like on Jarvan. And Tenacity, I don't even know. Let's call it CC or whatever. At first, I never really cared about Mercury Treads until I played Singed. I think the Tenacity items aren't really worth buying. And if you do buy them, then that's because you don't have Berserker's Greaves and you're Tryndamere and you need crit and attack speed. Otherwise, you might as well buy Phantom Dancer to run fast as hell, and that's why there's like Ghost and everything and Flash. And Flash is OP, by the way. I hope they take it out. Well, actually, I don't hope. Well, yeah, I hope they take it out, because I only use Flash on certain people, and Blitzcrank gets totally fucked by people who just Flash, but Blitzcrank is pretty strong. But yeah, that's my opinion on Tenacity.
Wasn't it talks before of them actually taking Flash out the game, but they decided just to take away the the ability
particle.
To yeah
yeah the particle.
Oh yeah, that Yeah, that was hella old school. You could flash longer, cooldown was shorter, flash out of Vagar's ult. It was, like, so rage-inducing.
Yeah, you could flash out, like, while being snared. Morgana would, like, snare you when you're playing Shaco, and you just, like, pop over a wall, but you're still snared.
Yeah. Flash is, Cirilia was going to take it out, I think, or they were going to try and get him to take it out. I don't know the conversation on that. I know there was talk about it. I don't really care too much if it gets taken out or not. I just adapt to how it is. I'm just here to fill in the space and play the game and rape face and get pentakills when I can.
Okay. So speaking of, like, Flash, one of the things is it seems to reward players who have poor mechanics because you can use Flash to kind of get away from almost anything. And one of the things we kind of wanted to discuss with you was game mechanics. And I think a lot of people are kind of confused when we bring up, you know, what mechanics means. So I was wondering if you could kind of define them. And what would a player with good mechanics gain over a player who has poor game mechanics?
Who has poor game mechanics? Like, when you're talking about running faster, movement, like, going over walls and the stuff?
No, just mechanics in the sense of, like good game mechanics, like being able to last hit.
Last hitting is the most important thing ever. Oh, okay, alright. So, at the start of the game, you want to, or things you do, I'll just talk like it through, going throughout the game. At level 1, you want to leash for your jungler so they can take less damage and do the jungler. Jungle faster. You can't creep bot block, obviously, because it's not Dota. At level 1, you could be Taric and be sitting in top brush all game and helping your top solo and raping them like I raped Scar with Taric. I scrimmed against Rock Solid today as Taric when they were kind of trolling, but I totally raped them as Taric. I don't know. Anyways, game mechanics like summoner spells and stuff.
Yeah, summoners. You know, I think of one of the things, like, I did this, like, 3 times a day where I flashed playing Maokai, and I went to do the root, but I, like, didn't click fast enough.
Smart casting, not good enough for you,
Greg? Yeah, smart casting, targeting correctly. When I'm playing with poor players, they'll usually ignite, like, the creep next to me.
Ignite first came out, I tried to ignite Golem, and it did, like, 100 damage, so it was sad. I try to use it in place of Smite. It was pretty stupid. Exhaust is probably one of the most important summoner spells in the game. If all of your champions could have Exhaust at the end of the game, you take someone out of the fight for 3 seconds, pretty much. It is so important. It's good for carries because if you're getting 2-man ganked, you can Exhaust one and either kill one or the other, or you can get away easier and flash away. Then there's Ghost. Ghost is your ice cream for Singed. Like, you ghost and no one can catch you. It's good movement. Back then, people used to get Cleanse and Ghost, because Cleanse used to be called Boost, and what it would do is it would act as Cleanse, except they would give you a Banshee's Veil for, like, 5 seconds or something. And then they would have to pop the bubble, so that was pretty overpowered. Heal is a really good level 1 skill. It used to be really OP, where people get 5 heals, 5 exhausts, and you go into a team fight, and it's like you can't kill them. It was pretty stupid back then. Pure Golden Boy uses heal on Soraka because for the heal bait, he does it really well, and people fall for it a lot, and people need to understand to kill Soraka first before they can kill certain people, because the heal heals for, like, so much. Revive is good on global heroes such as Pantheon or TF, because they kill you and you ult back in. Or if you're, like, any other global hero, some kind of cast, or Revive is probably the best endgame summoner spell. Well, it is, actually, but it's only good for that one use. Revive is used, people used to use Revive and Eve, I never understood it, but yeah. Smite, most basic thing for jungling. Teleport, you can combine it with Revive to teleport back in the fight with any hero, but in exchange for that, you don't have any escapes or anything else. I use Teleport Ghost on Singed, because I like to farm, I like to run around and troll people and laugh at them a lot. Cleanse, I used to use that on Singe. It's kind of weaker now. You want to use it against stunners, like a lot of CC, and that's pretty basic. You can't get out of Warwick or Malzahar ult with it, which is okay, I guess. Fortify, you will probably use it for trolling. Clarity, it's, I guess it could be good on Kassadin, but I don't really like it. I'd rather get Ignite. When the Ignite mechanic has been implemented into the game, it was the most rage-inducing mechanic, because I get baited so hard and they just Ignite me. I'd be running away and I'd be looking at every tick. I'm like, fuck, live, fuck. Oh my god, I'm coughing. That's how bad this summoner spell is. I hate it. It makes me cough in real life just thinking about it. Such a terrible spell, unless I'm using it. Fuck everyone else, I'm sorry. Rally, you put Rally on Karthus while he's doing his shield, his AoE thing, it hits really fucking hard, lower level, it's stupid. Clairvoyance, every game you want to have one Clairvoyance on your team, because if you don't have wards, people gank you. If you don't have Clairvoyance, there's no way you can face check without putting a ward or, you know, TF ult. And the TF is probably the best hero in the game right now, according to Andy, otherwise known as Reginald, which I used to call Gatorade a lot in closed beta because I like to make fun of him. Then you guys know all about Flash.
Yeah.
Why did you call him Gatorade?
When I first met them, it was Dandin, Messiah, Andy, who is Reginald, Chester, who is Cheesy, and Takashi X. I call him Gatorade because, I don't know, his name was like Reginade, because he put a capital I instead of an L. And he has that now, too. And I just make fun of him. Like, someone else called him Gatorade, so I'm like, oh, I'm going to call you Gatorade because I hate you, I'm trolling you. Like, back then, it was like, I played Jax, and somehow became friends with them, because I'd always meet them in solo queue, and they recognized me as a Jax player. Yeah, I just call him Gatorade, I don't know why. I don't even know how his name came up. I don't even remember.
It's okay.
Or is there any other mechanics that you guys want to know about?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we're talking more of... We were trying to talk more about, like, personal playing, you know, like, what makes... Like as opposed to map awareness, which is something that we, like, try to stress in the podcast, and communication, there's certain things you can only, you know, it's not something that you can, like, talk about more so. It's more like...
Yeah, it's all experience.
It's experience, it's, you know, like, baiting is a good mechanics thing.
That's all I do right now, just baiting.
Baiting is a very, very solo queue mechanic, because in ranged team, you can't get baited, because I got, today's scrims, I got baited twice, but I did the best on my team, personally, but I don't know, that's my opinion, because I got a quadra kill at the end, which usually never happens in a ranged team.
With Tauric?
Hardly ever happens. Not with Tauric. I think I got triple of Tauric, I don't know.
Two more.
I got a quadra with a Miss Fortune, which is one of my favorite heroes because of her laugh and her ult and her everything about her. If she's sexy, whatever. Anyways, mechanics for getting, like, you don't really want to place wards in pubs unless they're try hard too. Because if you place a ward, the point of ward is just to not die. If you can see them all on the map, then there's no point of placing wards. It's like StarCraft, where why build an army when you can build more economy and build a better army? If they're not attacking you, then why not? If they're just turtling, it's like StarCraft in that sense.
Oh, I have a question. Are you upset with the Catalyst remake because you can't bait with it anymore?
I'm very sad, actually. I never really used it after that much. I still use it a lot on... it's my main core item on Singe. I don't build any... Once you have Catalyst and Mercury Treads, you don't need anything else. Besides, everything else is just a bonus, and then it becomes required later. I guess I am. I've never really... I used to bait all the time with Catalyst, so when people ignited me before I level, I'd use the Rage, or if they had healing reduction. I've actually gotten, like, quadra kills with Singe because of Catalyst bait. One time I had two Catalysts and I leveled up twice. I was fighting one guy in solo lane. I almost died. I had two Catalysts. I leveled up, full HP, killed him. Another guy came in and he almost killed me. Since I leveled up from the guy before, I leveled up I had more experience, so when I killed the creep wave on the way as fighting him, I leveled up again and killed him, and then the other three were underfed, and I killed two, and yeah, I guess I'm mad. I don't know. I liked it better without the regen, but I guess it's better because so many people used to rage, in particularly Ginsu. I trolled Ginsu nonstop in closed beta. Like, if I was on his team, I'd steal all his kills with Jax. If I was against him, I'd only kill him and tower dive him with Jax, because back then you could dive towers, and towers didn't do as much as they do now. Like, back then, towers didn't do shit. Now it's like they're okay. And that's why there's a thing called Ginsu's Rage Blade, because of me. I induced his rage, I guess. And this is a true story. Like, I think I'm the reason why they made Sword of the Divine, or, well, I'm not the reason, but it's because I played Jax, who was overpowered. They made that all these items, and Frozen Heart counters Jax, and I try not to tell people that, because I hate it when people build Frozen Heart against me, because he needs attack speed so badly. I forget, when Trundle came out, is so ironic, I felt like they made Trundle because of me at the time, because I was cursed in solo queue, and, like, I trolled a lot, and all of his skills were similar to Singed. Like, the slow, I don't know, just the slow, I guess. And then, actually, his ult for CC now, and Trundle's a really good late game. Saint Vicious is really good at him, and so is Don't Mash Me. There's, like, a story behind it for Ginsu. I think he did a lot of things because of me, but I'm not sure for sure. It's just how it felt like. Like, I made a big impact in the game through that side of it.
Okay. Now, so we're going to be wrapping it up pretty soon, but there's a couple of things that we want to hit up right before we end it. So the word troll has been used, I think, more this episode than other episodes before. So what is your definition of trolling?
Totally mind-fucking with everybody in your game, including yourself. Like, trolling is like, oh man, just trolling on forums. Like, before I used to never troll, but then I saw trolling, I'm like, hey, this is pretty funny. Kill three people and then taunt them and tell them, I heard you like Mudkips, I heard you like Poison, I heard you like Dots, so I put Dots on top of your Dots, on top of your Dots. And then I ate a sandwich. Like, examples is the replays I put up. The reason why I troll is because it's fun. I just find it fun, even though I like to be nice to people. I mean, like, I don't know.
So, like, even when you're trolling, you're still trying to win. So you're not griefing, you're trolling.
Yeah. Only other thing that's funnier when you're trolling and losing is when you're trolling and then you win as trolling. So then you get to make fun of the other team so much. It's like, you guys should uninstall, you guys are bad, da da da. It's like, man, that Elements game is like, I told the other team, if you read the chat in that game, it was like, man, I don't install if I were you guys if I lose to an all AP team. Or bot lane lost to Vhagar, Kassadin, and his Jarvan and Rumble. And that's saying something. The definition of trolling is just mind fucking with people. I like to, like, there's a StarCraft II game called Mafia where you just lie to people. So trolling is like lying and being sarcastic, and I don't know how else to explain it. That's just, it's just trolling.
Okay. And the last thing before we wrap it up would be, if you could give one piece of advice to players coming up through the ranks, players who are trying to get from, you know, 12s and 13s and 14s to try to get to that 2000 bracket.
Or just, you know, hitting level 30 right away, or even just starting to play the game, you know, for the first time.
Yeah, if you could give them one solid piece of advice, what do you think that would be?
Dual queue with a partner you can trust. That's either your level or better. That's just one thing. I have a list. I have a thread on it, too. And I read this thread, too, because I forget things. And if I could follow my own advice, I'd be probably one of the best players ever.
All right. I think that's actually a real good note to go out on. This has been another episode of 25MTS. Remember, you can always contact us on Twitter at 25MTS at Twitter. You can email us on Google at the number 5, MINSTOSURRENDER@gmail.com. We're also listening on Podomatic, and you can always download us on iTunes. Are we still doing replays, guys?
Yeah, we're still getting them done.
You know, we still have replays coming
technical
up.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. Keep sending them to us. We've been looking at all the ones we've been getting.
So, what's the email for that? Is it
25mtsreplays@gmail.com. So, and try to keep them short. All of the ones we've gotten so far have been 55 minutes plus.
Yes. So if you
keep
have
keep that in mind, that we're looking for them to be like maybe between 30 and 40 minutes.
Okay, so if you have replays that you are, if you're using the LOL replay client, you know, send us those replays. We want to commentate on those replays and get those up on our YouTube channel. Once again, this has been another episode of 25 MTS. Remember, the answer to all your questions in League of Legends is Carry Harder.
Okay. All right. Hey guys, it's Chaucer, and just keep it real.